yip yip boom ba boom boom boop ba ka wa ring a ding a ding ding. Yip yip boom ba boom boom boop ba ka wa ring a ding a ding ding.
True true love,
true love,
whoa, whoa, yeah.
Yip 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 boom ba boom boom boop ba ka wa ring a ding a ding ding.
One girl,
one girl,
to hold me so tight. One girl,
what a girl,
to make me happy. One girl,
my girl,
to kiss me goodnight.
Yip 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 boom ba boom boom boop ba ka wa ring a ding a ding ding. Walking like a breeze all around me. She does like a bird singing in the tree. The light shining bright, the stars in the sky. A love come to me from way up high.
True, true,
true love, true love.
Oh, oh, yeah, yeah. True, true, true love.
What a love.
That's for me. True, true, true love.
My love.
Every day.
Yip, 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 yip. Boom, ba, boom, boom, boom. Pa, pa, ka, wa. Ring, a, ding, a, ding, ding. Yip yip boom ba boom boom boop ba ka wa ring a ding a ding ding. Yip 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 boom ba boom boom boop ba ka wa ring a ding a ding ding. True love.
And welcome, everybody, to Sexy Funkin' Love Hour. I'm here with Jordan and Colin, and that was the Beach Boys, I do believe.
No, that was not the Beach Boys thing. That was the Corvairs with True, True, True Love. True, True Love.
All right, and my apologies. Coming on now, we have Sly and the Family Stone, Don't Call Me Nigga. Whitey.
Don't call me nigga. Whitey. Don't call me Whitey. Nigga. Don't call me nigga. Whitey. Don't call me Whitey. Don't call me whiny. Yeah. We'll be right back.
be here tonight. Down on the killing floor. God knows I should have went on. God knows I should have went on.
Don't Call Me Nigger Whitey by Sly and the Family Stone. I am not a racist, Hank. What was the Killing Floor by the Howling Wolf, and then we had Ain't Too Proud to Beg by the Temptations. Next, I've received a very special dedication request. And I'm going to pass it away to Rachel to introduce the song.
All right, so this goes out to Miss Joni. She's in California right now. Yeah. She's a fabulous mama. And, you know, I met her once and I fell in love. And this song's for her. I hope she knows I'm taking good care of her son. He's got a good second mom. Enjoy the song. We're playing Joanna by Kool and the Gang.
Thank you. the topic of dedicating to all the beautiful mothers out there.
Talk louder and into the mic.
I want to dedicate this to one of my mom, Patricia, remembering all the good times we had in the van on those roads.
You got to talk louder.
I got to talk louder. Mom, this one's for you. You know, on those road trips with this song, we had good times and such. So I miss you, and here it is.
We know everyone's...
No.
You're on. You gotta talk.
Okay, there's an ad. We hate ads. They're not good. I don't really know what to say about them except that they ruined my life. And here's the good song now, so I'm gonna shut up.
That was a little Earth, Wind, and Fire for Colin's mom. And we are going to change it up the pace a little bit and hear some Bob Dylan.
Guilty undertaker sighs, the lonesome organ grinder cries, the silver saxophones say I should refuse you to cry.
back to bills and washed out horns. Blew into my face with scorn, but it's not that way. I wasn't born to lose you. I want you. I want you. I want you so bad. Honey, I want you. The drunken politician leaps upon the street where mothers weep, and the saviors who are fast asleep, they wait for you. And I wait for them to interrupt me drinking from my broken cup and ask me to open up the gate for you. I want you. I want you. Yes, I want you so bad. Honey, I want you. Fathers, they've gone down. True love, they've been without it. But all their daughters putting it down, cause I don't think about it. Well, I return to the Queen of Spades and talk with my chambermaid. She knows that I'm not afraid to look at her. She is good to me, and there's nothing she doesn't see. She knows where I'd like to be, but it doesn't. I want you. I want you. Yes, I want you. So bad. Honey, I want you. Now your dancing child with his Chinese suit. He spoke to me. I took his flute. No, I wasn't that cute to him. Or was I? But I did it because you lied. Because he took you for a ride. Because time is on his side. And because I want you. I want you. Yes, I want you. So bad. Honey, I want you.
All right, so that was Bob Dylan, and every week on Sexy Funking Love Hour, we have local members of the community, of the Hampshire community, come out and show their shit. So here is Hank, Harry the Fourth Brakely, who is going to read you something.
Are we golden? All right, well, I'm Hank. I'm actually on the show, so I didn't really have to come out for much. I've got two poems. Should I read one now and later?
Whatever you want.
We'll do one later. This first one is called My Red Stinging Flesh. My red stinging flesh, winter's wasp. The chilled breeze, a heightened hyphy and hysterical syndrome in autumn's dead leaves. And now heavenly-headed autistic children out there dancing like well-fed nymphos, exuberant in icy ecstasy, dancing with pain and pleasure. The crash crunch of dead grass, dead leaves, divine in November's halo. These lofty-minded angels stirring up whirlwinds of hard New England soil and spoiled. The mother shouts for dinner, and they, them, children, corruptible spark plugs of yesterday's infinite potential, they run to her. They run to her, fanatic, frantic, beastly little eyes, feasting neath cool, dark lids, reserved and aching, spoiled. For the meal, biblical prophecies, one for God, one for them, one for their Negro neighbors, and feast. You, they, them, children, your poison supper awaits. The second one is called Atop the High Wall. Smoky pavement, teetering, high-strung on the high wall. Faint glimpses of darkness and fantasy, elevated upon unkept tiptoes. and the blazing sun amongst factories carelessly perched by shimmering water. And night, the quaint simplicity of luminescence high-strung afoot the high wall. Delicate, the breeze by my hair echoing with faded defiance yonder over the high wall. Light and vanity, the blistering earth neath rugged weak boot heels, the myth of righteousness embedded in my brow. Harsh skin, hot and bleeding, cracked and strong, sexless gaze forward, high strung on the high wall, narrow. Flickering, festive visions of light and dark, there and here, near, too. Distance at length, in contrast at back. In wicked, grueling years, and now the midday sun, high and cruel, giddy, pensive steps with care, high strung atop the high wall. The trying beauty of indecision.
Song. At some point tonight, I'm going to be reading one of my dreams from my dream journal. But here's the song. I didn't write it. It's a poem. I don't know what poem. Let go of the place that holds. Let go of the place that flinches. Let go of the place that controls you. Let go the place that fears. Just let the ground support me. I learned to practice courage in the blackness of what I can't see. 'Cause in the dark times the eye begins to see that darkness is the mother of beauty. Let go of the place that holds. Let go of the place that flinches. Let go of the place that controls you. Let go of the place that fears. The extinction of light is a revelation. It is only in the dark times that the pale light of intelligence going out from eye to eye can make its way through the world. Let go of the place that holds. Let go of the place that flinches. Let go of the place that controls you. Let go of the place that fears.
Wow. Wow, that was wild and really amazing. That is Allison Kreuzer. And now, yes. All right, so this is Colin Bewley. He's going to say some things.
This is a poem I wrote.
You gotta speak louder.
This is a poem I wrote. It's getting cocky. Every minute or so it blooms in full force, knowing it will not be ignored, entering my being as the cool cat enters a room with purpose ever so smooth. It bides its time, no reason to rush. Even stone walls wear with weather, especially those cast in the shadows of doubt. Too long now has the fog from storms far gone lingered, gifting only flashes of visibility, teasing to the point of torture. Leave me alone. How can I leave you alone when you are me?
Don't try to make crazy hair.
So, anyway, Dominique, do you want to...
I'll read my dream.
All right, here's Allison again.
Hank told me to read a dream.
And Hank told her to read a dream.
I have really weird dreams. No, I have really weird dreams, so, yeah. I was on an epic journey to see the king. The world was coming to an end. At that point, I was a boy. I don't remember the journey, but it felt like deja vu. We finally got to the castle, and an evil sorcerer had already reached the king. He had control over him. Whatever he touched turned to ice. My lover came running in, and he turned her to ice, but the heat of the king's arms, which she ran into, stopped her from freezing. The sorcerer didn't have enough power, so he claimed himself king. Then the earth began to shake, and a giant gold version of the king emerged from the ground. We started to run down the hill. It was my cousin, someone else, and I. The mountain, which was a giant mound of grass, began rising as the statue got taller. Radio reports were full of propaganda, telling us there was a refugee camp just to the west, so we ran through the villages in the north. We picked up abandoned children along the way, but left those behind that didn't want to come. At one point, we were on a very low-flying plane, watching the clouds of dust devour fields of goats, and I said, "It's sad that this is humanity at its best, and it's a field of dying goats." My friend's parents called, telling us they had a key for us to come home. We were furious that they had called us. It seemed irrational and dangerous, but we went. A little girl sat alone, saying, "I miss my mommy." I asked her, "Where is she?" She said, "You're the mommy." I picked her up and said, "If you stay with me, you'll never see her again, okay?" She ran away. They had rooms for us in a rundown futuristic bunker. There were more people there, a few, maybe guys. We listened to an old wood radio, waiting for the world to end.
That's all.
All right. All right, sorry for the dead air. We apologize. This is the man, Tom Waits. His new record was released today. If you haven't heard it, it's something to be heard, and this is one of my favorite songs off the record today.
They pay me not to come home, keeping me stoned. I won't run away. Say it's easy to get stuck in this town, just like Joan. You know I gave it all up for the stage. They filled my cup up in the cage. It's nobody's business but mine when I'm low. To hold yourself up's not a crime here, you know. At the end of the world, and I kick my foot at the lights. I breathe it in all night. There's a light on a candle. Money from home supporting me. They pay me not to come home. I won't eat crow, I'll stay away. And though all roads will not lead you home, my girl, I sold a little luck up in the hem of my instead of high heels on the next stage that I am on, it will have
This one goes out to a girl at the University of Chicago by the name of Sasha Tico. Oh, it's on iTunes. Well, that's okay. This is a message from me to you, baby.
Be no slave. I don't want you to work all day, but I want you to be true, and I just wanna make love to you, love to you, ooh, love to you. All I want to do is wash your clothes. Want to keep you indoors. There is nothing for you to do but keep me making love to you, love to you, ooh, love to you. And I can tell by the way you walk that walk, I can hear by the way talk that talk, I can know by the way you treat your girl that I can give you all the love and in the whole wide world. All I want you to do is make your bread just to make sure you're well fed. I don't want you sad and blue, and I just wanna make love.
So that was Etta James. Does anyone want to read in the meantime? Well, we're waiting for the next song.
I'll read a stupid poem.
Colin will read a stupid poem. So he says, here he goes.
utter doldrums in time and space, occupied by the silly workings of evolution. They enjoy it, taking pleasure in a ball and a net, because they put it there. They are gods. Electricity from hair to toe keeps them chugging along. Animatronic house pets under our collective supervision. You gotta love your kitty, especially if you're a smarter kitty. How cuddly are we, seeking our satisfaction through symbiotic rituals of love and hate, and love and wait. That kitty just put the ball in the net. We should all pet it.
Anyone?
Somebody else has got to do something. I could read another dream.
I'll play a song.
Play a song.
Jordan will play a song.
Jordan's going to play a song. I'm going to talk to you while Jordan's getting his guitar. And he's got his guitar.
Good job, Jordan. Do you want me to play my song now? Not my song. This is Jason Webley with Devil Be Good.
good. No, the devil don't walk on water. Devil be good, devil be good. So he's got himself a boat. Devil be good, devil be good. He's out fishing with his lovely daughter. Now been biting at the bait. So devil, you better be good. Hey, hey. Last said, never be good. Don't try no funny. Never be good. I'm driving tonight. Never be good. Got a pocket full of money. I'm going downtown. So devil, you better be good. Hey, hey. Last said, never be good. Just stay in your corner. Never be good. Keep your hands off my gun. Never be good. Nobody need a water. Bigger on the trigger, so devil, you better be good. Oh yeah, we got hell.
Jason Webley and coming up is going to be one of my personal favorite sexy funkin' love songs, and that is You Really Got a Hold on Me by Smokey Robinson and the Miracles.
Yeah. really got a hold.
Story that I just wrote today, like this past hour. I haven't read it all the way through. It's the beginning of a short story, potentially. I don't know. Dig it or don't. Okay. It doesn't have a name. Go with it. A broad on a walk takes the chalk from the box and writes something unnecessary on the way to the car, on the way to the bar. No car because she would have to touch down somewhere. Instead, maybe we've all found out that the ground is too soft here. Grasping has brought too many lovers. And so she walks, wasted in rot with funky dreaming and junk six steps, and the junkie six steps ahead. My mother taught me not to walk. We all know. So girl, show me that stuff. Says the July night junk man as he lets out a round of convoluted smoke. He's praying too loud. When you amplify, it gets lost in the resounding echo. You think too much. Abroad on her walk, grabs the collection in her coat pocket. A facade for later. She laughed on her way to the bar. A mask for another day. Distracted, so distracted, she grabs a smoke from the box on her breast. The collection in her coat clanked. Fuck. A play with nostalgia, and all she wanted was a drink. She was on the brink of nothing. Too soft like her ground. The policeman rode a mule named Dewatt for the tools, reassuring each midnight pedestrian that he was going to make love to you on the Dewatt magic carpet. Some Disney shit, he sang. And that's all I've got. That's it. That's all. Can I play a song? Okay. I don't know if I'll close you out because it's not my show, but I'll play you this song. It's Maggot Brains by Funkadelic. It's one of my personal favorites.
Mother Earth is pregnant for the third time, for y'all have knocked her up. I have tasted the maggots in the mind of the universe. I was not offended, for I knew I had to rise above it all or drown in my own shit.
Alright. So, that was Maggot Brains by the funkiest Funkadelic. Coming to you directly from the mothership. So this will be our last song for the evening. We want to send you home in a good mood. So here is Otis Redding with a happy song. Good night and good luck.
When I sing this song, y'all, singing it for my baby. She's the only one can bring me joy. That's why I sing these happy songs. They go dum dum dilly dee dum dum, dum dum dilly dee dum dum, dum dum dilly dee dum dum. Come on now, happy song, happy song now. On a cold shed all my doors, she cut off the light. She holds me and squeezes me tight. She tells me, big O, everything's alright. And I go, dum, dum. My baby's face, she just grin, grin, grin. I go.